From the University of New England in Armidale, we're joined by Associate Professor of Zoology, Deb Bauer. How are you doing?
Good, thanks, Rod. Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure. You've brought a guest with you, or a couple of guests. You've got an assistant with you as well. But in a box behind you is a turtle.
That's right.
What sort of turtle are you travelling with?
I've brought in a Murray River turtle out of the Darling River just by Kidman's camp up there.
Well, surely it's Darling River turtle then.
Well, you'd think so. I don't know how it got that name.
She's a decent size, maybe the size of a small dinner plate.
Yeah, she's not the biggest female that we've caught this trip, but she would be approaching 30 centimetres.
So you're staying at North Bourke at Kidman's camp and you've dropped in traps down the river towards Bourke Town itself.
Yep, so we've got cathedral nets, which are good at catching turtles from Kidman's camp all the way down to town. So people who are out fishing and hanging out in the river will see them out and about. And they're really good at catching turtles because they're basically a crab pot with a bunch of net on top of them, and the turtles swim in to get to the bait, and then when they need air, they go into a top compartment that they get stuck in. So they are illegal for normal people to use, but we've got research permits. So it would be great if people see them. If you see a turtle, that's great. But if you could not flog them, that would be really great because we need them for the turtle research.
And the research that you're doing, it's joint research with the New South Wales Department of Planning and Environment and the Commonwealth Water Organisation.
Yep.
So why are we doing the study?
Well, turtles are really important in our rivers because they're basically our garbage collectors. And so we've been baiting our traps with liver from the butchers. They've been giving us free liver, so thanks for that. And also with carp that we're catching in the traps. And when you put in those dead animals, the turtles come and they eat it all up. And so that's really important for helping to improve water quality when you have fish kills or when things die in the river, the turtles come along and help to keep the water clean. And so it's really important that we protect them, but many of their populations are declining and they're not doing so well in the river. And so we're looking at where the turtles are going and when, what parts of the river they're using, and their interaction with the floodplains. So we've been out at Taral last week trapping on the western floodplain, looking at what animals are using that system as well.
So the study that you're doing is into turtle movement through the river with the flow, and then also the floodplains.
Yeah. So we're building on an array of receivers that the fisheries have put out into the river that they've been using for many years to track fish movements. And every time that a fish or a turtle, anything with a transmitter on it, swims past one of those receivers, the receiver goes ping and it logs the code of that turtle or fish. And so there's a massive array that goes all the way down to the Lower Murray and all the way up to the Gwydra, but we've got lots of receivers all through the Bourke area. And so when a turtle moves a long way or a fish moves, we can pick it up and figure out where it's going.
A lot of people wouldn't know this.
No, they're hidden in the river, so people don't flog them. But they're really useful to scientists to tell us what's going on.
And the turtle you have with you today, you caught out of the river here at Bourke?
Yep, caught it right next to Kidman's camp in a trap that was baited with some carp and liver. And she swam in this morning, so we picked her up and weighed her and measured her, gave her a unique number, and we've popped a transmitter on her so we can see where she goes for the next 5 years.
And that transmitter, how do you hold that onto a turtle?
We use a variety of sealant and epoxy so that it sticks right onto the turtle shell.
All right, and if anyone finds one of these turtles, just leave it alone.
Yes, please leave it alone. Feel free to take a photo of it so we can identify it and stick it on social media. If you tag @laser/UNE, then I'll be able to see what's going on. There's also an app that people can download if they're really into turtles, an app called TurtleSat. And if you see a sighting of a turtle, you can log it on that and it can help scientists figure out where turtles are and what's happening. Sometimes they get predated by foxes or hit by cars, and that's all really useful information for us as well.
A couple of years ago, we had an awful drought and there was not much water in the river. But this turtle, she would have been local then, and she's still from around this area.
We don't know that for sure. We have seen movements of this species of turtle up to 90 kilometres in the river, so they can move vast distances, but it is likely that she was hauled up in a deep water hole over the drought and then she swam throughout the river once it was wet again.
Would we have a rough estimation on how old she might be?
She's not the hugest female. She's probably somewhere between 30 years and 80 years old.
Wow.
But maybe towards the younger end of that.
Right. Still, that's a wow.
Yeah, turtles live for a long time.
So she's been travelling the river for a while and she can go for longer.
Yep.
And we've given her the name of Mary.
Mary. Mary the Murray.
Mary Murray. Or Mary the Murray. Again, if people see your traps, you'd like them to leave them alone.
Mm-hmm. That would be great.
And if they see a turtle and they want to take a photo of it, well and good, but leave it alone as well.
Yep. If it's really dry times and it's out of the water and it's moving to a water body and people want to pick it up and stick it in the water body, that's fine. We're also going to be down the pub tonight, the main pub in town. If people want to come down and talk turtles, we'll be down there having a pint.
Wonderful. Besides looking at the movement of the turtles in the river and on the floodplains, when's this research finished?
This research is ongoing, so we're monitoring the Warrego catchment to see to monitor the health of that system. So we also look at frogs and invertebrates and plants and see how they respond to floods and droughts over time, looking at flows from environmental water and so forth. So we'll probably be working on turtles for the rest of my life.
Wonderful. And I reckon you're probably happy about that.
Yeah, it's a pretty good job.
Yeah, playing with, or not playing, but working with turtles and frogs. Talking about that, what about the cane toads and that sort of stuff? Are you worried about that sort of side of things?
I used to work on cane toads a fair bit. They're still spreading throughout the country and they can do a fair bit of damage. We'll often see crashes in populations of certain animals. Quolls and black snakes don't do well when cane toads invade an area. So, yeah, they're not great.
All right, but you're currently focused on the turtles.
Yep.
Wonderful. Thanks for calling in and saying good day.
Yep. Cheers, Rob.
Associate Professor Deb Bauer from the University of New England. Outback Mornings, Outback Radio, 2WEB.